Welcome to another edition of Talking Twins. This is Jack Cobble with Minnesota Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis. As the Twins now start a four-game series in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. Games on K-Wayne 106 and WBHA. And Corey, let's talk about the three-game series against the Red Sox. The defending World Series champions just finished up a three-game set with the Twins at Target Field. Three compelling games. The Red Sox did win two of three. Your thoughts on the series, because whenever the Red Sox are in town, the Yankees, teams like that, it's always interesting. Your thoughts on how things unfolded in that three-game set?
I thought it was a really compelling, drama-full series. I thought there were drama-filled series, I should say, Jack. I just thought there was, you know, even the game on Monday, you know, the Twins had chances, were not great with runners in scoring position and lost 2-0, then had the marathon game Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, a thrilling, memorable game. And then last night, it was close there for about the midway point, and the Red Sox pulled away late. Kyle Gibson had his worst start of the year. And the Twins are also dealing with some injuries. I think for the first time all year, they're dealing with some impactful injuries at the same time. But that being said, the Red Sox, they're playing well. They've won 7 of 8. They're scoring about 8 runs a game the last 2 weeks or so. And we saw why. It's a really good lineup. Their starting rotation isn't too shabby either. And it's a good team. They're the defending champs who play in probably the toughest division in baseball. I'd put that up there with the NL Central, the American League East. So it was a really compelling series. And you know, the Twins, a rare home series loss, only their second home series loss at Target Field all year.
The game, the 17-inning affair, Corey, Twins ended up winning that 1-4-3. What a special night for Max Kepler. He didn't even start, but as it turned out, he had an incredible night. He had two hits that ended up tying the game at various points, and then he won it in the bottom of the 17th. What a night for him.
Yeah, that's my favorite Kepler game, and he's had, you know, 2 3 homer games, which is pretty rare on its own, and both coming Cleveland, including one earlier this year. But I think that was something I'll never forget, that game and that night, because I think you raised a great point, is that he did what he did without even starting the game. I think he ended up with 6 at bats, and he came in the 6th inning for Marwin Gonzalez, who hurt his hamstring. So that to me is a game that I'll never forget. And I think certainly for me, when looking at Max's career, he's really on fire right now. He homered again last night. I think he has, you know, 7 homers over his last 12 games now. He has really been on such a great roll that then they need him. They need him right now because other guys are scuffling. But certainly Tuesday night's game is one that I'll never forget. And I'm sure many Twins fans feel the same way.
Corey, as a broadcaster, I have to ask you this. What's the longest baseball game you have ever broadcast? For me, it's been an 18-inning game. That was in town ball a number of years ago. How about you? What's your record?
I don't even know the answer to that. I'm trying to think if I've ever done 18 or 19. I've never gone to 20. I'm trying to think if I've ever done 18 or 19 innings. If I did, it was in a lesser role. I'd maybe fill in for, if it was a Cub game, that, you know, Pat had a run out for something, and I maybe had to fill in for a batter or two. But, you know, at Milwaukee, nothing really stands out. I'm sure there were some 14, 15, but, you know, 17 for me is pretty rare. I don't think I've had too many of those, but I couldn't tell you if that was the longest game I've ever done.
There you go. All right, the Royals now, of course, after winning the World Series a few years ago, they've fallen upon hard times, obviously. Thoughts on the four-game set coming up? Because we know there'll be a lot of Twins fans there, and you already told me before we started the interview that this could be some of the hottest weather the Twins have encountered thus far this season. So thoughts on the four games?
Yeah. It's going to be like that here, which is not unusual down here this time of year. But, you know, after going from really comfortable, you know, I think, conditions the last few nights, it's been great. I mean, with, you know, 60s and low 70s, no humidity, that's going to change here tonight. It's going to be hot and steamy all weekend long here in Missouri. Kansas City, to me, is an intriguing team. You know, they're out of it. You know, they're 20-some-odd games below .500. But they have some pieces that you see the future. You see where, why they're upbeat about, you know, the future of this franchise and this team because of the young pieces that they have. And the young guys, they've needed to play well, have been doing that, from, you know, Whit Merrifield to Adalberto Mondesi to Jorge Soler to Hunter Dozier to Brad Keller and a couple of bullpen arms. The guys that they're relying on for this next turn, this next run, for what they hope is going to be good quality baseball, those guys are succeeding. You know, you contrast that to the Tigers. And, you know, the Tigers, I have no idea, you know, what they're going to look like and who they need to be relevant in order to be successful once again. I think that that team is in for a lengthy, lengthy rebuild. I don't get that same sense with the Royals because I see, you know, you see the roots. You see the flowers growing here. You see the pieces that are going to be impactful for this team in the coming years. And that's to me is an intriguing element when these two teams play. They also play a speed game, a fast game. They have some power with Dozier and Soler, and Merrifield's a great hitter too. And Mondesi's got pop, but they have a ton of team speed up and down their lineup.
All right, Corey, and of course, it's hard to believe it here, but I think next week at this time we'll be at about the halfway mark of the season as far as games played are concerned, and maybe at that time we'll talk about thoughts on who might be your first half MVP for the Twins and things such as that. But as the season goes by, do you find, man, it's just zipping on by, or does it depend on the success of the team if the year goes by particularly fast or if it drags? What have you found in your broadcasting career to hold true?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, that, you know, it does go fast and it's going by quickly because the team's playing so well. When they began the year a couple years ago, 0-9, and the competitive aspect, you know, to be honest, Jack, was over. I mean, they were not going to go anywhere. No team has ever endured that kind of start to be, you know, 500, let alone play winning baseball and let alone be a playoff team. You know, when you start 0-9 and you know that the season is going downhill and the season pretty much is over, that's when things get long. But to me, this is a blast. I just really have noticed the interest in town, and maybe you feel it there in Red Wing too, Jack, that the interest in Twins baseball is at a level that I personally have not experienced since I've been a part of the team beginning in 2012. But man, everybody that I'm chatting with around town is really into this team, is really into Twins baseball, and that hasn't happened in my 8 years up until 2019, so it's been a treat.
Same here, Corey. I agree with you 100%. Hey, have a great day. Have a great series with the Twins there in Kansas City. We'll chat with you next Thursday.
Sounds good, Jack. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Corey Provis, Minnesota Twins radio broadcaster, joining yours truly, Action Jack. And that is this week's edition of Talking Twins.